This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
Anything to shake, that's what I meant. My football team's got me drinking.
Back at it again with another episode of the Shades of Blue Soccer Show. My name is Cody Bradley. Thad Bell and Robert Russert are here as always. Gentlemen, 10 days from the start of the Sporting KC season. Thad, are you getting all tingly yet? And Friday is KC Woso. I mean, come on.
You ask me if I'm getting tingly. That's your lead in.
Tingly yet,
Thad? What do you get tingly about? I mean, you know,
not what I can put on a podcast.
I straight froze Thad with the word tingly.
Well, I'm excited. I'll answer the question. I am getting a little tingly.
Thad's got nothing.
So yes, Bob, yes, yes. I actually thought the home game was a week sooner than it was. I had to be corrected by a friend of mine. I was like, dang it, want to be soon.
I know, I was assuming it was this weekend after the game last weekend was the last one, but you know. But we got KC Woso. Thad, come on.
We do.
You're gonna be all excited, man.
I am excited. I'm not tingly.
Yes, that is this weekend. Oh, were you worried? Oh, because we were talking about women's soccer. No, I said tingly about men's soccer. There was nothing weird. Don't go to a weird place.
Thank goodness.
KC
like,
Woso
tingly is not weird.
Officially open versus the Portland Thorns Friday night. The Portland Thorns, one of the greatest named teams on the planet. I gotta give it to them.
I will agree with you on that one.
So good. Rose City, the Thorns.
Still haven't made it to Portland, man. It's on the list.
Been there, done that. Not going back.
Stop.
Keep
bragging.
Portland weird. Don't let Thad come in.
And that was before being there for a game.
Women's soccer. Give me something about women's soccer. That's why I was going to you.
They open Friday.
I just said that. You're useless.
The Challenge Cup. It's not even a regular season game.
They're gonna be missing like three players though, right? Three starters.
Potentially four.
Okay.
Okay, so is that what they call a preseason, or this is an actual, is it like a league cup?
It's a tournament, yeah. It's a preseason tournament. They did it last year to come back. That was the first thing when they came back out of COVID. They were NWSL was actually the first league to start playing again, and they had like their little bubble in Utah.
Okay, so I definitely entirely oversold the KC Woso is officially back. This is just what they call a preseason tournament.
That's all right.
It's games. It's like legit games that they're competing for something. So it's not like not like preseason in Arizona for Sporting where they really don't care about the Desert Diamond Cup.
I see it as on Paramount Plus. Is the regular season also on Paramount Plus?
Yes, it is.
Do you guys have that?
I do.
No.
I've not gotten yet. It was CBS All Access, right? I'm not
confused. It was. I got it last year so I could watch the NWSL games and then never canceled it, which is exactly the kind of person that they want me to be.
Honestly, I'm kind of boycotting CBS and Paramount Plus right now because they won't put Champions League, UEFA Champions League quarterfinals. They will not put on television. Get out of here. Oh, it makes me so mad. I want to hold off on getting Paramount Plus because they're so obnoxious.
If they put it on TV, then you won't have to get it.
I don't have to get it. There's a million free streams. I watched the Man City game today. Well, I was working actually, but it was on and it was 4K.
Working.
It was 4K and it was streaming beautifully. and it was on an illegal stream.
I was watching it on a legal stream.
And it was paying beautiful. For it like a sucker.
Like a legitimate person.
No, I it seriously, it drives me insane. A UEFA Champions League quarterfinal? Come on.
Did it bug you that Dortmund almost won at Man City? Come on.
Ugh, get out of here.
Society is making it more difficult to be a legitimate human being more and more these days. So, you know.
I'll agree with that. No, and I have always wanted to pay for the things that I subscribe to or use and stuff like that, but it is getting harder and harder to not cheat. Especially with certain broadcast companies that have taken over the regional broadcast of favorite local teams.
Yeah, what a mess with Sinclair and Fox Sports / Bally Sports Midwest.
Yeah,
that's really shitty.
And it what sucks is people are blaming Sporting for it, and mm-hmm. and I assume people are blaming the Royals for it. But all I ever hear is the Sporting stuff.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault. They have no control over it, and they can't break the contract. I'm sure there's penalties to it. The one good thing is Sporting has only got this year and next year on it, but the Royals have like another 8 years or something.
Yeah. There are ways to find those games, and we encourage you to find those ways.
Yeah, more illegal streams. VPNs.
Yes, I will probably be investing in researching in proper VPNs.
But I steal my parent. I log into my parents' cable accounts. So will I be able to stream the games legally by using my mom's cable password?
Well, your mom would be able to legally stream it with her cable password. Yes.
Okay. My what do we call that? Halfway legally? Halfway legally streaming? Okay, yeah. Well, but so her, if you have it on cable, you will have a stream available online. Like you can stream it on.
I believe so. Yes. Like on Fox Sports Go or whatever.
But it can't be that it's Bally Sports now. Is there a new app? Do I need to figure this out? Come on. I need to get ready for this. I'm not prepared. There's only 10 days, guys.
I don't know, but I just logged into Fox Sports Go and watched stuff the other day. So like last week. So I don't know if they've, but that's, I when I say Fox Sports Go, I'm actually watching it on a computer, not on an app.
Okay.
I haven't tried the app lately.
All right, I'm confident I'll be able to watch without a VPN. That's good to know. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
You should thank them every day for just giving you life, man, not snuffing you out early.
All right, Brad Guzan has been ejected from the CONCACAF Champions League game for Atlanta, but let's get to our main part of our show, shall we?
Wait, did he really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
What did he do? Took somebody out on a free.
I missed it. I missed
break,
it,
I imagine.
But he has left the game.
I just pulled it up through Fox Sports Go on the other computer, so I now have a really huge shot of Guzan's bald ass head. Jeez. He makes you look positively hirsute there, Robert.
Bless you. Bless you.
Guzan has always gone bald though, right? Even when he probably had a good head of hair.
Yeah, he's always rocked the Gru look.
What color hair do we think Brad Guzan would have if he had hair?
Cowardly yellow.
Cowardly yellow.
Oh, good Lord. Cowardly yellow. So, yes, Thad gave us nothing on Casey Woso. Just turned into Paramount and streaming discussion.
What did you want about Casey Woso?
I don't know. I was trying to get you amped up. I was trying to get your energy levels up. Do a nice podcast tonight, and you just shut me down.
Like you should have known better by now.
Okay. Well,
yes.
How about this?
They are missing players. Canadians, Desiree Scott.
Oh, okay. There you go.
The other player that they just traded for, I can't not remember her name right now. Damn it.
This is why we need Ali Trostan, man. Well, what a goal that would be if we could get her back on next week, maybe. But no, let's move on to the 1-0 final preseason win over the LA Galaxy. I think the whole discussion should just be about the Busio banger, right?
Jordan Listro, that's the other Canadian they're missing. Okay. Also Argentinian Mariana Larroquet. And
why do I have a feeling Thez are reading this? I don't know.
His talent is unmatched and derailed. Yes.
But yes, Busio's goal. I mean, you know, just hey, why not, right? Just turn and hit it.
Thanks, Bob. Bring us back. Good job.
He knew exactly where he was at, man. He placed it.
Well, I know he knew where he was at, but you know.
Yeah, that was very good. And it kind of embodies what he was saying he was going to do. I don't think he would have tried that last year.
I think he's wanting that mindset to be different anyway. He wants to be the guy.
He wants to be the guy. That's right. And you could see it in that kick. That's what I mean. It was just, you could see it.
Did both of you see the game? I mean, I know Robert did, but did you, Cody?
Yeah.
No, honestly, I was late brunching with my family in town means I was drunk for a lot of the time. So
bottomless mimosas. No.
Yeah. Bottomless mimosas at Third Street Social at least some of it.
There you go. But I mean, Busio, he played like, you know, he was the best player on the field, you know, head above everybody else. And it's the way you got to be if you want to be the man and get that big time European move, right?
Yep. I don't know if I would say he was heads above everybody else, but he was definitely one of the best players on the field, if not the best.
Yeah, right.
Awesome. That's
definitely fitting into that role of the midfield is his and he's taking it and wanting it. And
does that not get you tingly inside? Come on. That makes me all tingly.
Well, I tell you what, you add Russell, you add Polito, you add Kinda to that mix and what he can do with those guys, that does get me tingly. Yeah.
Bob's tingly. Aha,
it was a little muted with the lineup he had with him, but you know.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, because I actually commented about that on your post about it the other like,
right,
today.
Because
The forward line was Wilson Harris, Ozzie Cisneros, and Kyrie Shelton. So I have hopes for Wilson Harris being a goal scorer when he's got everything going for him in the lineup, and Ozzie Cisneros actually played pretty darn good for being his first real MLS-ish minutes. I mean, he's been in games before, but he played pretty well.
Yeah, that was my next question. That's good to hear. But that also means that they had all these players that were not playing, and that's the most sad I am about missing the game was that I didn't get to hear and watch the Johnny Russell and all the rest of the player commentary. Did anyone catch that?
No, I didn't.
Dang. Okay. I shouldn't have gone to that well.
Yeah. What
Johnny Russell commentary?
They had player commentary on one of the streams. It was Johnny Russell, Roger Espinoza, and...
That is old. Your third player you're about to say is a guy who plays for Austin.
Yeah, but what is that from?
Wasn't sure if it was real or not, so...
That was from one of the replays that they did last year from other games
during COVID.
Yeah,
I was just so excited to hear me choke on Matt Beisler as the third player there.
That was as close to tingly as I got right there.
Oh, can I throw this in there? I love Matt Beisler and everything, but did you see his team allowed 3 goals in their game this weekend? I just had to say that.
Who did they play?
Was he on the field?
Yeah, he played like the whole 90, I think.
Who'd they play?
Gee, you would ask that. I have to look it up. Does it matter? They allowed 3 goals.
I mean, it's rare that an expansion team is even decent in this league, so Beast may have a rough year ahead.
Just the number 3 just stuck with me. Oh, well, that sounds familiar.
It's actually not that rare for them to be good now. I mean, Atlanta was good. LAFC was good.
Those are the only 2 teams ever in the history of the league, though. And that's because they're rich AF.
AF.
So back to Sporting KC after that game. So 10 things left here. Is
Duzan just retook the guy out from in the Champions League? They're showing the highlights.
Oh, I was like, I thought. What do you mean retook him out? I thought he was. Thad, is everyone healthy on Sporting KC 10 days out?
No.
No, of course.
What you got then?
Absolutely.
What news you got? Not.
Well, in the game on the weekend, the last preseason game, Russell was out because he turned an ankle a couple days before the previous week. Polito was out from having gotten injured when he was with Mexico, having not played one single minute and got injured. Kenda was out. Shallowy was supposed to start, but he tweaked an abductor in warmups or sometime before the game. So that's why Cisneros started. So yeah, they were all out. Kenda was back in training. I think Russell was supposed to be back in training. Shallowy and Polito were supposed to be not too far off. If the last thing I heard was that they were not too far off.
Huh. I didn't even really think anything into that starting lineup. I just assumed he was getting extra looks at extra guys.
Yeah, I think it would have probably been close to a first team starting lineup, but yeah. Since they weren't there, it wasn't. Huh. The other nice thing is we got to look at Izzy.
I was just going to bring that up. Yeah, I was surprised he started.
And better news, we got an easier name to call him.
Well, I still like calling him Nim.
Izzy Nim.
That's almost insulting, that. Almost.
Why would that be insulting? It's his initials.
Izzy. Short for Nimrod? I don't know. That's what I went to. Sorry.
Izzy. I'm definitely on board. I'm definitely on board with Izzy. I like that. I can get behind Izzy.
Well, and he actually said to call him that. So that's his preferred nickname.
There we go.
Good to know. Good to know.
Better than Nim.
I still like Nim. I don't care.
But Thad, what'd you think how do you think he looked?
Hit or miss. I will give him a C+ for the first game time, 45 minutes. I thought there was moments where he looked pretty good with Fontas was out there. So he was partnered with Fontas. He had Lindsay and Martins also on the back line. So he didn't do bad. I think you just got to give him time to get used to the players, the style.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one of the big reasons Peter put him out there was he wanted him to go ahead and face an MLS-ish competition. So he should. Yeah. Well, one reason I say that is I don't really know their starting lineup well enough to say that that was their starters. Or,
oh, no. It was well off.
I thought you were just calling the Galaxy trash.
Exactly. That's what I thought too. I was like, Yeah, well.
It's probably a multifunctional-ish.
Okay. Other news, we have Kaveh Rad. Great. Yeah. Now the greatest name in MLS of any active player.
K-Rad.
I'm just obsessed with that name.
Cody Bradley anointed.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny because I post some pictures on Instagram, and every time I typed his last name, it like put it into bold red. And I'm like, no, I'm just putting his name. It's not. it was wanting me to be rad. I'm like, no, it's rad.
Are there better names? I said it boldly, but give me some contenders. Who has a better name than Kaveh Rad in Major League Soccer?
That's a good question.
You're putting us on the spot there, man.
Kai Kamara is still good. Like, that's still a good sounding name, but it doesn't come anywhere near Kaveh Rad. No, I've got nothing at the moment. Yeah, it's Kaveh. This is why I should plan ahead for these podcasts. I could have put you guys on this. We could have come up with some good content here.
Yaya Toure is not in the league, so that doesn't count.
Yeah.
If he were.
One of my all-time faves.
If he were.
Yeah, and plus best name is subjective anyway, so.
Okay, well, we'll come back to that. We'll revisit this in later.
Everybody has an assignment to come back with a name that could be a contender to compete with K-Rad. And the best contender at the moment is his brother, which is still in the USL side with, so J-Rad.
K-Rad and J-Rad.
Twins.
Do you think Yaya Toure knows anything about the Sandlot? Yaya?
Any clue? I never made that connection before, yeah. So I doubt he did. Okay, so Thad, give us something about Kaveh. Are you happy for the lad, the young lad?
I am. I like the kid. Do I think he's ready to, and Peter actually said this like a week ago when we were asking about him. Yeah, you know, about, and Peter bragged about how well he was doing. He goes, am I ready to put him out there for 34 straight games? No. Well, yeah. And I would wholeheartedly agree with that. I would expect to see him maybe on the bench once in a while, still getting some games down at USL and just continuing to develop. But somebody I saw make a comparison like, oh yeah, you saw how Kevin Ellis worked out being a defender signed as a homegrown. I'm like, look, Kevin Ellis played 80 plus games, MLS games for Sporting, I think. Another 20, I think, for Chicago, et cetera, et cetera. Won an MLS Cup, two Open Cups. Was in the league for 8-9 years. Yeah, that's just a terrible, terrible career, you know?
And the boy was money in the box, so come on.
So yeah. Yeah, people, I just think people are always wanting to amplify everything. Like, oh, we signed someone to a homegrown contract. He has to be the savior of Sporting Kansas City because of that.
Yeah. And there's 11 SKC Academy contract or people, kids from the SKC Academy. There's one additional homegrown, which is John Pulskamp, who was actually in the LA Academy.
Are we counting Shalwey here?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's a full 11 homegrown through Sporting Academy and one additional homegrown that counts as a homegrown on the contracts and everything because they bought him from LA.
If we get in the Open Cup, that's the lineup.
Yeah.
It's one center back shy of a starting lineup there because they just there's a couple too many forwards and not enough defenders.
Throw Graham Smith in there.
but even Peter said this today, you know, not all these guys are going to make it.
Right.
But this is the ones that they look at as having the opportunity to right now. And I also try to get him to say if there was more in the pipeline, because on SKC2 right now, I think there's three, maybe four academy guys that came through, and there's 11 on the first team. So they got to be backfilling with some, I would hope, if they're ready. And I think there's probably three or four of them down there that at least could potentially have an SKC2 contract coming up.
So can I go back to something? Can I go back to Tingley, Cody? Is that all right?
Yes, make us Tingley.
Remy Walter showed well. Some fine individual skill. He fit into the unit well. He's got a good aggressiveness to him. So,
but not over aggressive.
Right, but he was probably my favorite performer from Saturday.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear. That does make me tingly.
Yeah, he was definitely very solid. Like, and I think again, he'll just continue to get better with Sporting as he gets used to the players and MLS competition and not just MLS-ish competition.
I do think it's funny though that the MLS soccer.com pundits have him as our starting number six. I still think that's kind of funny, but I mean, it could happen, but he hasn't been there all preseason. But
that's why I laugh when people go, oh, those guys at MLS soccer says that this player is going to do this. What the hell do they know? They don't watch this team. Yeah. They watch 27 teams.
Go off, yeah. Dad.
Fuck. Hell with them people.
Even Wiebe, huh?
And I like Wiebe, man. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
But he also has to watch 27 teams. So
yeah.
They can have knowledge 6 inches deep and 10 feet wide, where we can have it 1 foot wide and 27 feet deep.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that, Thad. Whoa.
Yeah, because we don't give a shit about those other teams.
Yeah, people say, oh, what about Joe Schmuckatelli on LA? I'm like, I don't know who Joe Schmuckatelli is. I don't give a shit.
That's a pretty cool name.
That's what you went with, Joe Schmuckatelli? Joe Schmuckatelli is not a soccer player.
No?
No.
He makes linguine. That's what Joe Schmuckatelli does.
Mm-hmm. Joseph Schmuckatelli was on the Italian national team in the 60s.
Okay. It's
he, you could look it up.
He's either a real Italian person, or he breaks people's thumbs in New York as part of the mafia.
That it, well, that's not a either or.
I guess that's true.
So yeah, look it up, man. Joe Schmucatelli, Italian national team in the 60s.
Okay.
Oh, right. Okay, but
get right on that.
I still don't believe you, because that's what you went with that quickly.
Yeah, no, I'm totally bullshitting you right now.
Well, there's no way.
This has got to be the title of the podcast, Joe Schmucatelli.
There's no way you pulled out that as an example of some unnamed player on the Galaxy of a random 1960s Italian national team player.
I just want to see how long you go with that. I've used Joe Schmucatelli before.
Have you? Okay.
Yes.
How do you spell that? I am gonna name that the pod.
That's the name he uses when he checks into hotels out of town.
It's an old name. They didn't always write it down the same way.
I'm kind of troubled by how quickly he comes up with these lies.
But how many women did the Schmuckadilly guy just do wrong because he had to earn that name somehow?
Yeah, he sounds like a skeez ball, that's for sure. Schmuckatelli.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you?
You don't bring Joe Schmuckatelli home to your parents.
Well, unless your parents are the sort of parents that would like a Schmuckatelli.
And you don't trust them with your money either.
Or they're big LA Galaxy fans, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, but going back to our point is, I would not know a lot of players on other teams unless they're the big name players. You know, I'm not going to know their third, fourth center back. I will know their starting lineup probably. But I will know the Sporting and Sporting KC2 and Sporting Academy and KC Woso and their reserve players and the Comets.
The only one I can think about is Chicharito. That's all I got right now for LA Galaxy players.
Oh, come on, man. There's more than that, but okay.
And only because I saw the picture of Pulido and Chicharito together.
Yeah, and he missed a easy goal.
Yeah, he did.
Pulido did.
Chicharito.
Oh, of course he did.
And Kleschen.
Oh,
what about Dos Santos? Come on, Dos Santos.
Yep. One of the Dos Santos.
Yeah. Jonathan.
Oh, everybody's yelling at the ref now.
Jonathan is the better of the brothers Dos Santos, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprisingly.
And then don't forget, you know, Sebastian.
Oh, legit. That's the one. I do like, actually, I don't like his demeanor, but and the fact that he plays for the Galaxy, but whenever he's in the Stars and Stripes, I dig him.
Yeah.
But honestly, I didn't know even those other ones. I did not know Sasha Kleschen was there. So I don't know
if he is there.
He's a former shell of himself, but yeah, he's there.
We could have sat here for like 10 minutes and Chicharito and Sebastian Legit are the only two Galaxy players I could have come up with.
I know you don't give a shit about Atlanta guys, but they got a PK right now. Barco's stepping up.
And who is it?
That's a bad call.
Oh, he put it in barely.
Who are they playing?
How do you say it? Luinese?
Oh, not a
Am I anywhere close on that?
I don't know.
Alajuense. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Alajuense. Alajuense. There we go. I got it.
I have a better chance of spelling Schmuckatelli.
So did you guys see they teased the retro gear already this year? It's all by Mitchell and Ness.
I was at the Rally House on the Plaza, or Kansas Sample, whatever it's called, and I saw the Wizards jersey very similar to that. $100. I was like, I kind of want that.
Yeah.
So it's very similar.
So you can get them all. I thought it was a tease. No, they're all available. I'm looking at them right now.
Yeah. They're in limited quantities.
Man, that windbreaker. Oh, that just sends me back. Sends me back to 96 right there, man. I'll tell you.
What were you two?
I would have turned 7 that summer.
You're that old? Oh, good God.
I'm an 89. Okay. I'm an 89er.
Gotcha. Wow.
that old.
Jeez.
Did you just say that to me?
I did. I didn't think you were
like,
that
you
old.
You want to play that game, guys?
All right. So this was actually a gear that was supposed to come out last year, the 25th season.
Ooh, that's 25th year. Right. That's dropping nuggets here.
But I think it was supposed to, that's my understanding. It was supposed to come out last year. If I'm wrong, I apologize, but that was my understanding. But what ticks me off is when you first went to the first link for the since 96 shop thing, it didn't have Sporting on it, but it had Portland and Seattle. They weren't in the league in 96.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I saw that.
You had to like drop down box to get the Sporting.
I saw that.
I did see that there were, I didn't look at all of the teams, but I saw that it was like, that they were only, not all teams were included in this line. And it is supposed to be all about 96. So you're telling me they added a bunch of teams that were not even around in 1996?
Well, they were around, but not MLS.
Ah, okay. Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, it's not. They weren't MLS teams.
I don't think this has, it does say MLS launches.
Yeah, since 96. Why does it say 96? Because that was the year of MLS.
Right.
Thad, were you at the first game? I know we've talked about this, but were you at
the first Wizards game? Yeah.
Yeah. As was I.
Yeah.
Oh, all three of us were. I was there, bright-eyed little six-year-old.
I can tell you exactly what seat I was sitting in.
I can picture
exactly what seat. Impressive. Yep.
I can still picture Digital Takawera hitting the ball off the crossbar, and then it banged down and banged back up. Yeah, I still remember. Never forget.
I remember waiting in line for tickets. It's like, what? Wow.
True 96ers, a podcast of true 96ers. We got.
I had season tickets. I know exactly what seats I had.
Okay, there you go.
Section 201, row 1, seat 1 and 2. I sat in seat 1.
It didn't seem real.
And the wife sat in the other seat?
Nope.
No.
She wasn't even a girlfriend back then.
Oh, okay. Robert Houghton? Who were you with?
No.
Dad was going to games solo.
No, actually, that would have been a friend of mine from the Marine Corps I was with.
Wow, you got offended by Robert Houghton. Sorry, man. I just took a guess.
Should I know who that is? Who is this random person you guys are mentioning? Do our listeners?
Well, he's Schmuckatelli's cousin.
God damn.
Skipper has just been sent off. Some point of strong evolve. Gone soft like butt buttings. Got me drinking. My butt buttings. Got me drinking. My foot buttings. Got me drinking. Give me beer or whiskey, wine or gin. Anything to shake this mood I'm in. My butt buttings. Got me drinking. Drinking. My butt buttings got me drinking.